Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. The hidden ally. You've probably heard the term enabler. It's one that's often charged with judgment and stigma. That's because one feels accused of aiding and abetting addictive behavior, and it doesn't feel at all fair because you do what you do out of love. More than a role, enabling is a dynamic that arises in specific scenarios. People who engage in enabling behaviors aren't the bad guy, but their actions have the potential to promote and support unhealthy behaviors in others. In many cases, enabling begins as an effort to support a loved one who may be having a hard time with life at the moment. If you think about it, it would be hard to find a person who is completely aware that they are engaging in enabling behavior and go ahead and do it anyway. Enabling behavior is the invisible ally of the addiction. Denial, minimizing, excusing, explaining, covering up are well-intentioned or unconscious. But it is misguided because it simply feeds and prolongs the unhealthy behavior. According to Psych Central, a well-respected psychiatric organization and website, here are the signs of enabling that you could watch out for, then ask yourself as a parent or significant other whether you're engaged in feeding unhealthy behavior such as abusing drugs and alcohol. Making excuses shields your loved one from the true consequences of their actions and keeps them stuck in an immature state. Ignoring your own needs puts someone else's needs before yours, even when the other person is not contributing to the relationship. By avoiding conflict rather than confronting a loved one or setting boundaries, someone who engages in enabling behavior may persistently steer clear of conflict. This is largely based on a fear, unfounded, that they may stop loving you if you stop covering up for them. Taking on someone else's responsibilities is another form of enabling behavior. You may find yourself doing the other person's work or chores or caring for a sick relative. Do this once, and it will encourage the other to depend on you more than ever. Enablers experience resentment, feeling like their efforts aren't appreciated or reciprocated. When it comes to the active addict, self-centered in the extreme, he could care less about what you sacrifice because his addiction only wants to be fed at any cost. Lending financial support comes in many forms, from providing free shelter to hard cash. The turning point for me on that front happened over 15 years ago, after I went to see a psychiatrist addictions counselor, whom I also knew as a good friend, about my own daughter who had chosen cocaine as a lifestyle. This is what he said at the end of a session. "Bruno, you're doing all the right things. You're attending Al-Anon meetings, you're staying healthy, you go to work, and you're not running down to Texas to rescue her. But you're enabling her. So remember this, do not let your daughter's disease steal your money or your peace of mind." That gave me the inspiration to go to Texas and confront my own daughter and let her know that unless she entered treatment, there wouldn't be any more car or apartment or cash to fund her lifestyle. I had been had by her disease, and there would be no more of that. Not every story ends well, but this one did, as my daughter entered treatment before the month was up. She didn't see the light, but she sure could feel the heat. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. All in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.